The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But as it is, they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me also hates my Father. If I had not done works among them that no one else ever did, they would not have sin. But as it is, they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But in order that the word written in their law might be fulfilled, they hated me without cause. When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. The Gospel of the Lord. How do we go and bear fruit that will remain? Christ clearly lays it out in this chapter. It's by being united to him, by living like him, by testifying to him, and by sacrificing ourselves like him. Christ tells us, remain in me as I remain in you, and remain in my love. When it comes to be united to him like a vine is attached to a branch, being attached to him isn't just about the nice, peaceful state that Christians hope for. Being attached to the vine, remaining united to Christ, is also about imitating him and living like him. Remaining in his love is about living the way he lived and loving the way he loved. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And here you can see that this also will mean that we will have to suffer for him. Persecutions will come. And here I'm not just talking about the larger anti-Christian things that are happening on universities and in politics. But also we ourselves will experience it in some way or another. Our hearts will be tested. But the more that we're united to Christ, the more that we remain in him by living like him, the more easily will we be able to weather the storm and be courageous in the face of those who would seek to break down our faith. And in this, we sacrifice ourselves like Christ does. We offer ourselves with him on Calvary, being united not just to the Sacred Heart, residing in the eternal peace of heaven, but also the Sacred Heart that experienced the world's greatest evil on Calvary. Now, it's important to remember that going and bearing fruit in this way isn't just the fruit of the evangelization of others. It is about that partially, and others will come to see Christ in us when we are united to him, live like him, testify to him, and sacrifice ourselves like him. It is about the salvation of the souls of others, but it's not just about that. It's also about us and how the fruit can grow in our own lives. Almost in the middle of this chapter, Jesus says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." He desires that his joy be in us and that our joy be complete. Even if there are hardships along the way, even if we are experiencing hardships at this moment in our lives, and even if we have to be conformed to his Sacred Heart on Calvary, he does also want us to be conformed to his Sacred Heart in heaven. He wants us to experience his joy, and he wants us to experience it in a complete and abiding way. And even in this life, while we are still on the journey toward heaven, he wants us to have a foretaste of this grace. He wants us to begin experiencing this joy, even if it's just in kernel form. And that is a beautiful gift. Lord Jesus, who both suffered in your passion and reign now gloriously in heaven, we come to adore you present before us in this most blessed sacrament. And we praise you who are the source of perseverance for the saints and the source of joy in our lives. Please help us to remain united to you, to live like you, to testify to you, and to sacrifice ourselves like you, so that not only will we be able to experience a foretaste of your joy in this life, but also we will be able to live in that joy for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.